This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Wednesday. Hey, this is the furthest I've made it in any show this week, which is definite progress.
Congratulations. Just an hour to go. Will he do it? Will Ben stay?
Make it all the way through. So coming up this hour, obviously we've got a Rondo report, look ahead to a Padres game tonight against the Giants, game three of the four-game series, and a little sneak preview of our conversation with Eno Saris, who dropped a piece this morning about Fernando Tatis Jr.'s lack of power. He's already talked about it a little bit with us, but he went into much more detail about what may be going on with Fernando Tatis Jr. So we'll get to all of that coming up. But before we do anything else, I missed it yesterday. I was looking forward to the first ever installment of Ben's, what are we calling it? Ben's Big Box?
Ben's Big Beautiful Box.
Ben's Big Beautiful Box. It's a game we wanted to play. We gave away some Padres tickets yesterday, and apparently you said it was over before it even started.
Yes.
Yeah, it took 1 second.
All right, so if we want to play Ben's Big Beautiful Box, we're going to try it again today. You need to call in right now at 833-288-0973.
Oh, what's in the box?
We're going to be giving away another pair of tickets, not the Padres this time, but we do have some tickets to give away, this time to the Front Row Card Show, VIP tickets to the Front Row Card Show at the Town & Country Resort, August 30th and 31st. More than 400 vendors of sports cards, Pokemon, comic books, autographs, and other collectibles. Plus, you can sell your collections, because they're buying with cash at the show at frontrowcardshow.com. So you're not going to get screened. Paulie's just going to put you on hold. Keep calling in, because if this goes well, it may take a few minutes. That was the idea.
That's the idea.
Because what we've done, just like we did yesterday, we're taking something that we found around our radio station and put it into Ben's box.
Ben's Big Beautiful Box.
We shake the box, and you listen to the noise that it makes. And the first person that I can identify what it is going to win the ticket. So you just keep calling, and we'll just keep taking callers. After we get through like five or six, if no one's getting close, I'll give you a little bit of a hint to see, get you in the right direction. But yesterday, first caller got it.
It was
yes,
paper clips.
It
was awful.
I was worried that
was
this
terrible.
Would take too long. Paper clips may have been a tad too obvious. So, Paulie, if you would hand me Ben's Big Beautiful Box, which is a little janky, but I did write Ben's box on here.
Okay.
So it is official. It's just an Amazon Prime shipping box that we found around the station. But your job is to guess what's in here. So let me shake it up for everybody. Take a listen, and then we'll start taking the phone calls. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Ooh.
All right.
Paper clips.
That was the sound that it made. All right, you ready to start taking some phone calls? I'll just go right down the
yes.
board. All right, I'm going to ask who it is, and then I'm going to ask for your guess. So, line one, caller, who's this? I hear you. Are you there?
Hello.
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 Hello. Hi. What's your name?
Hi.
Hi. I've never called in before.
All right.
My
what's
name's
your
Jeremy?
What's your name?
Jeremy.
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 All right. Jeremy.
You just said it.
Here again. What do you think is in Ben's box to win the tickets to the Front Row Card Show?
Oh my goodness. Bobblehead. I don't know.
You got to be effing kidding me. You have to be
kidding me. Are you kidding me?
Burn it down. Burn it down. We're done. That's the last
Did
time.
I
this is the
get
dumbest
it?
Game.
Yes,
you got
it.
You
it's
got
a
it.
Brian Dutch bobblehead.
I hate it.
This is insane. This is nuts.
Oh, man.
You got to be kidding
me.
There's no way. There's no way, Jeremy. I'm so...
Hey,
I'm devastated.
To work right now, and I just figured I'd call.
I'm devastated.
I hate that we can't curse right now.
Congratulations,
you did
Jeremy.
It.
Thank
Stay
you.
On the
so
line.
Stupid.
Paulie is eventually going to get your information for these tickets.
Yeah, this 10 is like minutes, because we thought this would take the full segment!
This is like doing a
segment.
Oh, my segment
God, dude.
Where you get a caller. This is like a trivia segment, where you get a caller on the line. You're like, all right, Ben, you be the caller. Okay, welcome in. It's Ben and Woods Trivia. Are you ready, sir?
Let's go. Let's play. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. You just need one here, okay? You just need to get one correct. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
What is 2 + 2?
4.
That's it. Yeah! You got it. You nailed it. Absolutely.
I thought bobblehead would be so much harder than paperclip.
So much harder.
I can't believe that happened.
Bobblehead.
I swear to God, I understand. If I was a tier one and listening to this show, I would assume there's no chance in hell. You guys can say whatever you want. I'm not going to believe it. This was staged. This is fake. You would be giving us way too
there's
much
no
credit
way.
For thinking like that, because we don't think that way.
I get paperclips. I mean, paperclips, it could only have been a few things. You know, it's something probably small with a lot of them in there. I get that.
Bobblehead,
I thought was going to take us at least 7 to 10 minutes to come up with a winner.
We did this like an hour ago during the commercial break. We're like, all right, let's maybe bring it back. All right, what can we find around here that's a little bit harder than paper clips? Found the Brian Dutcher bobblehead that's been sitting behind me.
We should have made you guess who it was.
He would have been like, I don't know, Brian Dutcher? Yeah.
Brian Dutcher. See, Copter Doctor says, you need a new bit. I love that you've been thwarted by two callers in a row. I think now we have to, we're doing it every day until it actually works. I'm pot committed, but I'm going to be bringing in, when I get home, just wait. I'm going to be bringing in all kinds of stuff from around the house. We have to keep doing this. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I cannot believe that happened. We shook it. We were like, all right, Woods, can you hear us? Yeah, okay, we shook it. You're like,
I said, yeah, that sounds good. That's
definitely
a good sound.
Tougher than yesterday. You can maybe sort of kind of start to hear a bobble if you're listening for it. We're like, all right.
Hey, let's play it with Shilt on. Let's play it with Shilty on Friday. That's unbelievable.
He would murder us if we made him try to guess what's in Ben's box.
Yeah,
I mean, we have to.
Sure.
All right. Well, I'll bring in a bigger shoebox tomorrow. It's a little bit more space. Give us something to work with there. And I guess we're doing this again.
Yeah, I need at least one wrong guess. One,
just one in the history of the game.
I cannot believe that happened.
That's so good. You couldn't have scripted that better. Really, you could not have scripted it better. But that
was. This is my first time ever calling into the show, guys.
Jeremy was the name.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Somebody said he's not on the Tier 1 baseball team. I promise you, we don't have any Jeremys. that is truly incredible. I cannot believe that happened. Again, that's radio gold, though. You can't script that out. You know, you really can't. That was brilliant.
Tomorrow, cotton balls.
Yeah, something.
Air. Oh, holy crap.
Yeah, it's really, really spectacular. Now, this is exactly what happened yesterday, Ben. You just get you get thwarted, and you sit and you go, all right, now we got to fill, you know, 7 minutes.
Well, let's look ahead to tonight's game. And, Paul, if you want to get Jeremy's information while Woods and I talk about J.P. Sears officially returning. He was on the taxi squad yesterday. He will be activated onto the Major League roster today. I have I have no idea whose spot he's going to be taking, by the way. I mean, well, who do you think? I guess Ron Marinaccio probably. Yeah,
Marinaccio
is probably headed back down to the minor leagues. So J.P. Sears.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because I thought he pitched really well. I like Ron Marinaccio
and what he brings,
but you need a starter.
If J.P. Sears pitches poorly, Ron Marinaccio is probably the first guy you need off the out of the bullpen to eat some innings for him if he doesn't make it out of like the second or the third. And let's be honest, J.P. Sears was not great the first time he took the mound for the San Diego Padres, but he was a key part of the Mason Miller trade. I mean, they asked about, remember, A.J. Preller asked about J.P. Sears before he even started bringing up Mason Miller's name. This was one of the pitchers he was targeting to add depth to the Padres' rotation at the trade deadline.
Well, there's clearly something that they see in him. And, I'm not going to roast the guy over one start with a new team in Arizona. I'm just not. I mean, it's short-sighted to do so. Needs to have a good bounce back. First time pitching at Petco Park as a member of the Padres today. See what he can give you, man. I have no problem with this move whatsoever. You need depth. He's controllable. There's something in him that they like. Look, not a hard thrower, but if he can spot up, which he did not do, last game, Benny, I think we'll be okay. Just keep us in the game. That's your only gig here today, man. Four innings, keep us in the game.
Gave up a career-high 10 hits in five innings at Chase Field against the Arizona Diamondbacks on August 4th and then was sent immediately to minor leagues. But they knew they'd need him back at some point, and this is the point where they've got him back taking a spot that would have been Michael King's spot, but instead's going to go to J.P. Sears. Now, remember, he had a lot of good outings with the Athletics so far this season. This is not a guy that you feel like is just a throwaway pitcher. He's someone who I think the Padres really expect to be part of their rotation consistently for the next couple years at least going forward. So keep an open mind, I'd say, and hopefully J.P. Sears, like you said. One start, new team, learning a new catcher, some new signs. Hopefully just some time in the organization may have helped him the last couple of weeks in getting more familiar and more comfortable with the way the Padres are kind of operating and maybe more comfortable pitching at home, even though it's, Petco Park is probably no more familiar than any other mound to him right now. He'll be in front of supportive fans, obviously, for tonight's game against the Giants.
Well, and he did pitch okay when he went down to El Paso, but he picked up a win, two runs in five innings. Sign up for that right now, this moment. I sign up for two runs, five innings from J.P. Sears tonight. Talking about his record against San Francisco, he's 2-1 with a 1.82 in four career starts. Struck out 26 batters over 24 and two-thirds. Threw six scoreless against them on July 4th. So, yeah, man, need a decent start from him today.
Meanwhile, the Giants are going with Landon, I think it's Roop. We had the same game last time when he pitched against Padres.
Yeah, we did.
What his name, how you pronounced his name. But he threw pretty well against the Padres his last time out. Six innings, 6 1/3, four hits, no runs, five strikeouts, just two walks. Was really efficient in a game. The Padres did end up winning in 10 innings, 3-2. They did better against him earlier in the year back in at Petco Park in April. They got four runs and seven hits off of him in 4 1/3 innings. So this will be the third time they see him this season. Which is at least some familiarity with the guy, but obviously another right-hander, so I'd expect to see Ryan O'Hearn back in the lineup again today. No matter what the health and availability is of Jackson Merrill, I would think that you've got Ryan O'Hearn somewhere in your lineup, even as a DH.
Yeah, no question about it. He's got to be in there tonight. Swinging the bat pretty well since he got here. Love to see more from more ABs for him. Maybe Gavin gets in there again tonight against the righty, but it's a big one. It's certainly a big one. He is he's chewed up the Giants pretty good in his career, so hopefully he can keep that going, comfortable pitching against those guys. All right, the million-dollar question, though, does he give up a bomb in the first inning tonight? Like, there's no way it can happen again, right? There's no chance. It cannot happen again.
Yes!
You think he does?
I don't know. I feel like the fluky one two nights ago was Ramos, because he's not good against lefties. He's got like the lowest OPS, and he hit a home run off of Cortez. Sears is another lefty, right? So I don't know. I'd say no.
I'm going to laugh my ass off if it does.
The streak ends tonight.
It's going to make me insane if they do. I'll roll with you. I'll say the streak ends tonight. Paul, are you taking the
I'll say home run? Yes.
I'll say yes. Okay.
It would be something.
Let's take a timeout. When we come back, as I mentioned, Eno Saris has a piece about Fernando Tatis Jr. And I know I've seen the comments out there. Oh, the power outage. Tatis, he's off the steroids, and that's why he's not hitting home runs. And Eno doesn't think it really has anything to do with that at all. I want to talk about what Eno has said in detail about Fernando Tatis Jr. coming up next with Ben and Woods. Don't go away. We'll be back after traffic here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I get another opportunity to talk about SDFatLoss.com. Instead of talking about my weight loss, though, let me give some credit to some of my other colleagues here around the building. John from KSON lost 30 pounds in 60 days. Jess, their producer, lost 40 pounds in 60 days. Scraby lost 40 pounds. Chris Ella lost 37 pounds. Tony Gwynn Jr., I don't know how much weight he's lost, but he's looking really, really dialed in after he started the program. And then we've got listeners like Manny, Tier 1, lost 50 pounds in 60 days. Since then, he's dropped an additional 43 pounds. We got John, a listener who's lost 40. So many success stories with SDFatLoss.com. You could be the next one. Tier 1s, find out how you can lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in 2 months with no shots, no exercise necessary. Just eating real food from the grocery store, even restaurants. They'll teach you simple steps to become a fat-burning machine with your counselor at SDFatLoss.com. Get your free consultation online and then sign up for the program here in August. Get $200 off and watch the weight start coming off sustainably. I've kept my weight off for 2 years. You can do it as well. You just have to find out how. Again, go to SDFatLoss.com, get that free consultation, and start losing the weight at SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Nativa Interiors. This Labor Day weekend, two iconic design companies are joining forces for a warehouse sale. Join Nativa Interiors and Hold It Contemporary Home in Miramar for huge discounts on living, dining, bedroom, and outdoor furnishings. Call or text for more details at 619-215-6893. All right, welcome back. We still have a Rindle Report coming up in a few minutes, but I saw a piece in Sports Illustrated yesterday. Tom Verducci writing about why the Milwaukee Brewers and the San Diego Padres both have a major issue for the postseason. And that issue is a lack of power. Verducci writes that in the regular season...
You got a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. All right. He said the playoffs have become increasingly, even since the Kansas City Royals kind of punched and judied their way to a World Series title a decade ago, the playoffs have become increasingly reliant on teams hitting home runs for offense. Rallies are few and far between in the playoffs. With high leverage arms available every single night, it's very tough to put together three and four hits together in an inning to score runs. So the teams that can score with one swing of the bat tend to be the more successful ones. And the Brewers haven't been great at it. They're 18th in baseball with just 135 home runs, but Padres have been downright awful. They are 29th out of 30 teams this year with just 106 home runs. And they're 12 behind 28. The only team they're better than are the Pittsburgh Pirates this season. So
you're telling me if we hit 9 home runs tonight, we're still in 29th place.
We hit 11 home runs tonight, we're still in 29th place.
We pull the New York Yankees and hit 9. Just 9. What they did last night. We're still in second place. Fantastic.
So it's not all on one person. I mean, Fernando Tatis could have 28 home runs right now, and the Padres would still be 29th in the league in home runs. But he certainly personifies a bit of the power outage for the San Diego Padres. He's in his now second career-long at-bat without a home run slump. He went near like 96 earlier this year. Now he's over 100 since his last home run. And we've talked about this a little bit with Eno Saris, but he put out a piece in The Athletic explaining it in much more detail this morning. And it's not what a lot of fans think. A lot of fans point to the suspension for PEDs, ringworm a few years ago, and say, well, that's clearly where the power has gone. But Eno says that it doesn't really make a lot of sense because his swing speed is still good. His exit velocity is still good. He's 15th in baseball and hitting the ball hard. So he's hitting the ball as hard as he always did. It's simply where he's hitting it and what angle he's hitting it at that has changed for Fernando Tatis Jr.
Benny, it makes it very, very difficult for Fernando Tatis Jr. to step in the box and get ready to ambush a fastball when he thinks potentially it's going to be up around his chin. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's hard to dig in. It's just hard to get ready to ambush that pitch, pull that pitch, knowing the way that they've been pitching me effectively is up and in, down and away. You can see why he's waiting maybe an extra click. The timing may be just a little bit off so that he ends up hitting the ball to the right side, instead of pulling it down the line or pulling it into the gap. He is, I think, genuinely in his head about it. But, you look at the guy's numbers, it's actually exhausting to keep talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. every day as a 5-WAR player. It's pretty bananas. I mean, he's had 17 homers. How many did he hit last year? He hit 21. The year before, 25. Then you had the 42 home run season, 17 and 22 before that. Everyone's acting like this is a guy who hits 60 home runs a year, and he's on pace to hit 12. You know, it's just, I don't quite understand the hubbub, the furor over it. I said it yesterday and probably didn't articulate it the way I wanted to, but at least with this power drought, and there is one for sure, he's a guy that should run into a homer more than 106 ABs. At least none of the other stuff has fallen off, right? At least at that point, like, he's still a very complete player minus, some slug and some power.
No, he absolutely is. And if he was on a team where there was a bunch of other guys hitting home runs, I don't think we'd care at all. It's the fact that the Padres aren't hitting a lot of home runs that makes it an issue. And it is an issue because they do need more home runs, and he's one of the guys who could hit more home runs. As Eno has explained, Fernando is letting the ball travel further, which not only impacts the where you're hitting it on the field. Obviously, it's shorter to hit it down the left field line than it is to hit it up the middle to center. But he says it also impacts the launch angle quite a bit. The attack angle of the bat is different. So when he is making good contact, generally he's hitting it more on a line drives the other way rather than up in the air for home runs, which makes a lot of sense when you think about it. Here's the problem, and there was some quotes from Victor Rodriguez, Padres hitting coach, in here as well. You could say to Fernando, hey, let's look at trying to attack the ball a little bit earlier and pull it. But Victor points out, but when you think that, you may mess yourself up completely and actually do more harm than good by trying to get, then you get out in front of it, you get on your front foot, you mess up your swing entirely, and then you go into a giant slump. And I think the Padres are reluctant, knowing, as you pointed out, Woods, how valuable Fernando Tatis Jr. has been getting on base, scoring runs, not swinging at pitches because he's letting, you know, he gets to see them longer, so he doesn't have to, you know, swing at pitches early and realize, oh, that was actually a slider. I shouldn't have swung at that one. They don't want to mess with him too much because they like what he's doing, which makes it kind of a catch-22 about trying to get him to hit for more power.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, people are, it's weird. People get weird about this stuff. Anthony says, don't start defending this now. He was paid to hit and played short, not play right field where all the war is accumulating from him. Well, he was asked to go play right field, and he won a platinum glove doing so. And I think they thought, you know, this is the best spot for him to keep him on the field and to play more baseball games. And I agree. And you can't say that it hasn't worked. It's absolutely worked. What needs defending about that? You know, the guy has turned himself into a premier right fielder, and it's valuable. Like did I miss a memo? Is defense not valuable in Major League Baseball anymore at all? Is run prevention not valuable? And again, like, defending him, he's a 5 WAR player right now. Like, why would I have to defend a 5 WAR player to this fan base?
And by the way, yes, shortstop is maybe a more quote unquote valuable position because you see more defensive action at shortstop, but I don't think Fernando Tatis Jr. was ever going to be as good of a shortstop as he already is a right fielder. He could go down as one of the best right fielders defensively of all time in this game, and I didn't see that arc happening at shortstop. He was going to be make some spectacular plays at shortstop, but I didn't see him as being an all-time great Ozzie Smith-type defender. He can be in right field. So I think going to right field is not the issue. The question simply is, can he figure out a way to add more pop, more power, without impacting the other things that he's doing? And Eno basically says the answer is kind of no. You can have a power hitter. There's a reason why in the history there's power hitters and there's contact hitters. And you can't really do both constantly. To be a power hitter, you have to swing early and you have to strike out. You strike out a bunch because you guess wrong, you swing too early, and you're not able to make contact. So there can't be both. Now, if you want Fernando to go back to trying to being a strikeout more, a lot more, not walk as much, power hitter, they can try to accomplish that, but not now. They'd have to work on that in the offseason. You're not going to make major swing changes at this point of the year. I think you just have to live with who Fernando and appreciate who Fernando Tatis Jr. is right now. And hopefully the additions of Ramon Laureano and Ryan O'Hearn will start making up for some of the lack of power that the Padres have had overall this season.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's down across the board for the entire team. And again, I like what Eno says, and we've talked all year about if this team can pull the ball more, then they can hit home runs. That's the spot for Petco Park, pulling it down the line into left field. And Kyle Higashioka was so adept at that when he was here. But, you know, again, I do feel – I know he wants to hit home runs. You know, he said it after the game last night. He goes, yeah, listen, you know, I need to be better, but we're winning ball games. So, you know, I don't know. I feel like he's a guy that – he's one of those guys for me. As long as he's in the lineup, I feel pretty confident that he's going to help you win a baseball game. I really do. And you know, take the salary out of it. What does that have to do with it? Really, like, he is a player that can change the game on a dime in a bunch of different ways. You know, he's got 25 bags this year. He's been thrown out six times. Probably should have about 40 bags if it wasn't for who hits behind him. So I'm not super worried about it.
All right, final thing, and I got to push back because Jimmy in our chat says the eye test says he doesn't look as strong as he did pre-ringworm. Hate to say that out loud, but it's true.
Well, I thought you already addressed that.
Well, I thought I did. But here's the thing. Your eyes deceive you. If a police officer pulls you over and says, well, I know your speedometer said 65. My radar gun said 65. But my eye test said you were going 90. So I'm writing you a ticket.
Right.
I think you'd be pretty mad and wish. You can't go with the eye test. You have to go with what the numbers say. And the numbers say that Fernando Tatis Jr. hasn't lost anything in terms of his pop. It's simply a launch angle. You know, steroid strength, it doesn't make you hit the ball in the air. It, you know, it can help you, obviously, with strength and power, but he still has the same and better even speed, bat speed and exit velocity as he did. So go with the numbers, not your eye test.
Yeah, I got starting pitching problems I got to worry about, right? When we get to the playoffs, I think, as everyone has laid out in chapter and verse, you do need to have some pop, and it's going to be tough. You know, it's hard to imagine this team turning on a power stroke. When the clock strikes October, I have no idea. But you know, somebody needs to figure out how to hit more bombs for this team. Fernando Tatis Jr. Again, according to Eno, I don't know if it's just a slight adjustment, Ben. If it's a slight adjustment and he goes up there trying to yank the ball every time, does that take away from who he is right now with an 800 OPS?
Yes, he will walk less, you know, and he will strike out more. And maybe that's worth
that's right.
it, but he will. Because there's no way to hit the ball earlier without striking out more and walking less. And that's the trade-off you have to be willing to accept. And the Padres are saying, we don't want to mess with him right now in the middle of the season when he is being as valuable as he is. And I get that. I totally get that. I hope, you know, Laureano and O'Hearn could make a huge difference. Those were absolutely essential pickups by A.J. Preller. And if they hit home runs in the postseason, won't matter as much if Fernando and even Manny Machado are not hitting as many home runs. All right,
look, Matt, I think Manny needs to get the power stroke going. You know what I mean? Manny's a guy you could pencil in 30 bombs. And he's sitting at, what, 20 right
20,
now?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's got 10 more he needs to get. But again, like, you know, there's still 36 games to go. See what happens.
All right, we'll take a final timeout. Paulie's got some headlines for us in the Rondo Report. Anything you want to tease for us, Paulie?
Yes, I am claiming that the Padres are the 2022 World Series champions.
Wow, that is
I have claimed
nice.
It.
Let's put the banner up. Coming up next on San Diego's number one, huh?
Hang the banner.
Yeah. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
I'll hang the banner for 7 Mile Casino as the best card room in San Diego. They don't. I think the atmosphere speaks for itself when you walk into 7 Mile Casino. You can make that determination on your own. You just have to check it out yourself by making the short trip down the 5 Freeway, Chula Vista, west side of the 5 Bay Boulevard, and pulling in to 7 Mile Casino.
Yeah, there's no question, Benny. It is our place. It has been for a long time. They've always taken such good care of us. They've taken care of the Tier 1s over the years as well. And make it a point to get down there. Great time to do it, man. Pre-game, post-game. Go play some California-style blackjack, some Texas Hold'em, some Pai Gow, or some Baccarat. They'll take great care of you.
And if you are a high-limit player, yes, they know how to take care of their high-limit players as well. 35% discount when you order food from Sammy's at the table. They've got professional dealers. They're spreading high-limit action. If you're a Texas Hold'em player, yeah, you're going to find some good action there on the no limit side, over on the tables, over on the right side of the room. So, yeah, your place to play cards needs to be 7 Mile Casino. Very close, just a short drive from downtown. 7 Mile Casino. Check it out today. Ben and Wood sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, Padres and Giants continuing their four-game series. Last two games of the year against the San Francisco Giants tonight, 6:40, tomorrow, 1:10 at Petco Park. And then, of course, the Dodgers come to town. Probably too much to ask for the Colorado Rockies to step up and win one more of these last two. I feel glad that they got even one in that series. But you never know. It's Coors Field. Crazy things happen. You know what's funny about that win on Monday? The walk-off win by Warming Bernabeu of the Rockies.
Yes, Warming.
So part of the reason the Rockies won that game is that they were ultra-aggressive on the base paths. They saw basically what the Padres saw against the Dodgers and Blake Snell, and they saw it on Monday against Yamamoto. A chance to steal bases, take extra bases on like Teoscar Hernandez, who had a bad defensive game. The same game plan that failed so miserably for the San Diego Padres worked to perfection for the Colorado Rockies because, well, baseball. It doesn't mean it was the wrong strategy for the Padres to try to steal off Blake Snell. He is generally one of the easiest guys to steal off of, so the Padres went with the smart strategy. Padres are very effective at stealing bases, and they tried to steal a bunch of bases off Blake Snell. Sometimes the right strategy doesn't work in baseball, which is really, really frustrating to fans. But it doesn't mean that Mike Schilt was an idiot or that the Padres, you know, runners didn't have the right feel for the situation. Just means that, you know, Will Smith made some really, really good throws and, you know, it worked out well for the Dodgers in that game.
You know, it's funny because Mike Schilt, you know, they picked that up off of Blake Snell when he was here.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't thrown, you know, he threw for the Giants, but they picked it up off Blake Snell when he was here. And people stole a lot of bags off of him, but they also stole a lot of bags on the not great catching core that we had back there. You know, at the same time, it's like, yeah, they swiped bags off Blake, but they also swiped bags off of Nola and Campy and the rest of the crew that we've had over the years here. So what would be interesting to see is, do you dare try it again when you face Blake Snell the next time, Ben?
I think it's the right strategy because it wasn't just off the Padres. Blake Snell, when he was at the Rays, different catchers, he has always been fairly easy to run on. So it's the right thing to do. The hardest thing in baseball is continuing to do something that hasn't been working. Because it is the right thing to do, and trusting that eventually the numbers will play out in your favor. But
who was catching the other night? Was it rushing? Or
I think it was Smith who threw out all the runners in that game in particular.
Well, that's who threw out ours. But who were they running against in Colorado?
I don't know who they were running on Monday, and it was mostly taking extra bases on their outfield. I mean, Dodgers outfield played well in that game as well. Teoscar Hernandez made a bunch of mistakes on Monday.
He got called out. Got called out by Dave Roberts. It made kind of national news.
I think the hangover for both teams was kind of real, you know? Even though the Padres lost that series, you know, Monday was a tough game for both teams after having, you know, put so much emphasis on those three games the previous weekend that they both came out not at their best on Monday, and then both teams bounced back with solid performances last night. All right, let's check traffic, and then we will come back, and Paulie we'll have some headlines for us in the Rondle Report.
Get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondle Report with Paul Rondle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rondle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
All righty, Paulie.
Happy, what's today? Wednesday, gentlemen. All right, let's start off here with the tease to pay it off. I said I am claiming that the Padres are the 2022 World Series champions. Now, they didn't play in the World Series. It came up a little bit short, but apparently you can just start claiming national championships now if you would like. Talking, of course, so Auburn. Now, Auburn football has done this for a while, but they've made some news recently where they have, like, officially claimed, they are saying that they are claiming 9 deserved, legitimate college football national championships. And, of course, a lot of this is back in the BCS system, and one of the years in particular was 2004. I looked it up. In 2004, USC finished number 1 in the final BCS rankings, and they were crowned the national champions that year. They played Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl that year, and they won 55-19. Auburn did not play in that game, and they finished 2nd in the BCS ranks behind USC, also at 13-0. And they're not the only school to do this. They're just the school that they're in the news today for it. They are saying, well, we didn't lose that year, so we're claiming national champions for 2004. I would like to claim the Padres, who didn't play in the World Series. They're World Series champions. We didn't lose the World Series.
You'd like to claim, Ben?
I don't have anything I'd like to claim, because other than the fact that college football had the dumbest system for a century. First of all, even when they didn't have the BCS, they had both the AP and the coaches poll pick the winners. Like, sometimes you'd have separate national champions because they couldn't decide on who the national champion was. And then you had a BCS where just two teams made the playoffs, but sometimes there were 3 undefeated teams and one team got left out. So, of course, they're going to claim a national championship. Why it took them so long to finally come to the idea that every other sport in pretty much the world does, hey, let's have a playoff to decide who wins the national championship, and decide it on the field rather than in some mythical national championship. I have no idea why it took so long.
I don't get it.
Yeah, very excited for college football to start.
There are teams that claim championships from the 40s and, you know, one, you know, that they finished 21st in the poll, but they decided, oh, no, but we're the national champions. And they add it to their, like, media, like when they send out their media notes.
It's on a banner.
Like, we're 9-time national champions. Are you really? Because I don't think you really are.
All right, we'll move on to sports adjacent. In Hollywood, Apple has picked up a new comedy, and it's a movie with Ben Stiller about pickleball.
Ooh.
Pickleball, which has completely taken the world by storm over the last handful of years. Now, I think you can probably, based on what I've read here, just there's very few details that are out, but it's called The Dink, and it's a pickleball comedy starring and executive produced by Ben Stiller. So everyone's saying, all right, think Dodgeball from 2003, sure. 2004, but Pickleball says nearly two decades after Dodgeball, Stiller makes his return to the sports comedy arena, this time swapping dodgeballs for paddles. The film is directed by Josh Greenbaum and features Jake Johnson, Ed Harris, Mary Steenburgen, Andy Roddick, and John McEnroe.
Nice.
I'm sure they're not going to make any fun of pickleball players in this movie, right? It's going to be very serious.
I think that's the whole point. Oh, I have fun when I played it a couple times. It's a blast.
Yeah, I went out to the pickleball playoffs that were at the Point Loma over the weekend. And it was, they're really, really talented. I mean, but you do have to master both the small game, like the little tiny, the dinks. Obviously, that's where the title of the movie comes,
right,
as opposed to the smashes. Yep. Which you'd like to get to, but oftentimes those rallies are just the little dinks into the kitchen because you can't put your feet in the kitchen and hit the ball. That's a foul in pickleball.
No news yet on a release date. It's in post-production already. Apple has announced that it will be on Apple TV Plus. So keep an eye out for the release date on that.
I didn't know there's another Meet the Parents movie coming out next year, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
another one?
No, is there?
Yep, the fourth one. Focker-in-Law.
The last... Focker-in-Law?
Focker-in-Law is what it's called. The title of the of the movie coming out next year.
What's it? Hold on. What's it called?
Focker-in-Law.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And then finally...
the last two have been terrible. Horrific.
So there was Meet the Parents. And
Meet
then
the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers.
And then Little Fockers. And now it's Focker-in-Law.
Hmm. Meet the Fockers was okay.
Oh, they were... No, it was horrible. Barbara
I never saw the third one.
Oh.
I don't know that I saw the third one either.
It was horrible.
But you're comparing it to the first one, which was so great.
It's so perfect.
It's tough to follow any of that up. Finally, this could have fallen into the category. Sometimes we talk about the group AITA, right? MI, the A-hole.
A-hole.
And I think if this was one of those questions, this guy is definitely... the A-hole. Now, this has been going on for several weeks, but there's this guy named John Stockwell who is on TikTok, and for weeks, he has been chronicling him using his Amazon Prime account to purchase very heavy 110-pound cast iron anvils on Amazon that are available for purchase. Only
but
to
we did this story.
No. What?
The anvil story? We did this, didn't we?
I don't remember we've ever talked about this.
Does this not sound familiar to you guys? Oh, man. Okay.
He's been ordering these 110-pound anvils, getting it, you know, two-day shipping, and then flipping it and right around and returning it just to be a jerk and make these delivery drivers have to carry 110-pound anvils. He's been buying, like, 20 of them a week and just returning them, and everyone's like, dude... that's a waste of energy. That's a waste of resources. These poor delivery drivers have to lug these 110-pound anvils that cost over $220 each. And he has just been buying them and shipping them and returning them to no avail.
I have to ask, what does an anvil actually do other than like a really, really heavy paperweight? I mean, I remember seeing them in cartoons whole life. But
You bang like metal on them, I think, if you're doing...
Like if you're a metal worker, like a steel worker.
Metal worker, yeah.
Metallurgy.
Blacksmithing.
Yeah,
you do metal
work. Which is really, you know, popular nowadays.
No, this is... Remember, Paulie, we did the story where the random stuff kept being sent to that lady's
house. Oh, the seat
covers.
She had like a,
the seat covers, right. That's what I thought.
And then there was another one, like the woman's child bought like 6,000 suckers on delivered to their house.
No, this was... This guy, he's just doing it to be a jerk.
He's just doing it to be a jerk, yeah. I mean, he's ordered hundreds of these anvils, and just returning them right away, gets the money credited right back, and then he buys another one, and people are like, dude, you got to knock this off.
It's a decent bit for us to do to Ben. I mean, it's actually, but it doesn't really mess with Ben. It just messes with if Ben was an Amazon worker, I think we would do this. If your second job was Amazon delivery, I would do this all the time. I think it would be hysterical.
By the third time, I'd leave the anvil somewhere where he's going to fall on his head, Bugs Bunny style. At some
you would
point.
Be wise to yeah. it.
All right, that's it. Oh, that's it for the show today. A little teaser from San Diego FC, who just said we have a loan to announce, but then have not announced anything yet. So we'll see if they're adding a new player tomorrow. Though we'll be back for not only our show but a roundtable, 5 hours of talk on the Padres. Pauly and Woods and Ben. Braden's coming up next. Have a great rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.